That is Window from Foo Fighters on the world famous K-Rock. What's happening, party people? It's Kevin Ryder in the afternoon. Got a story today about a bear being in somebody's house, opening the fridge and cleaning them out, and the woman slept through it. In What's Up with Florida, we've got a guy who claims to be Jesus, because, of course. We're going to talk about back to school. We'll talk about the heat. We'll talk about the Lakers sale, a college student and a Barbie car. The 420 catch of the day is our new music feature. And in the 5 o'clock hour, we've got What's Your Story? We give you a topic and you call in. And today we're going to give away tickets for Dexter and the Moon Rocks at the Palladium, September 26th. Yesterday, we did weird things that you've seen on the freeway.
Me, my sister, and one of our best friends, we were driving on the freeway one time. And I look over because I'm in the back passenger. And I see some guys that are looking like they're trying to get our attention. Mm-hmm. And so I look over, and they started holding up picks.
What do you mean holding up?
Picks!
They had pictures.
On their phone?
No.
Physical
pictures? No, like printed
pictures.
Out pictures.
What the hell?
And the thing is, too, so I got my sister's attention, and our friend, and we're all looking over on the freeway, and I mean, we're cracking up laughing. It's like, I don't know if that's what response they were trying to get. It's like, well, okay, what, pull over so we can exchange numbers? What's up, bro?
Hey, Rock, hello.
Hey, what's up, Kevin?
What's happening?
Winning.
So that happened.
I don't know if you've been in the stores lately, but it's full-on Halloween already. Full-on Halloween. We're going to talk scary movies coming up next on the world famous K-Rock. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. It is Kevin Ryder in the afternoon. I do a podcast called Three-Fourths Human with me, Kat Corbett, and Sluggo, and a talking ChatGPT. And we find it, we catch it lying all the time and making stuff up. It's our foe, but that is the podcast. And because all of the stores are already full-on Halloween, and it's not even September yet, we did a top 10 guessing game about the top 10 iconic and terrifying characters of cinematic horror and Halloween terror. And I'm going to read you the list. Number 10 is Candyman. Number 9 is Annabelle. That's from the Conjuring universe. Number 8 is Pinhead from Hellraiser. Number 7 is Chucky from Child's Play. Number 6, Ghostface from Scream. Number 5, Leatherface from the Texas Chainsaw Massacre. I've got a story about that in a second. Number 4, Freddy Krueger. Number 3, Jason Voorhees from Friday the 13th. Number 2, Pennywise, of course, from It. And number 1, Michael Myers from Halloween. So we're talking about scary movies, and I reminisce about my childhood.
When I was a kid, of course, we weren't allowed to watch it, but my parents were out. So we were watching Texas Chainsaw Massacre, and I don't love the gory stuff.
Gross.
I do this, kind of cover my eyes, make sure I don't see it. And we were just on the verge of exploding because we were so horrified.
Sure.
And right when some big event happened, boom, our whole house shook. And I was like, what the hell? And my dad, completely separate from me watching the movie, his brakes went out on the truck, and he ran into our garage, boom, with the truck, and the whole house shook. I remember running into the other room. I was like, I don't know what to do, but I need to leave.
Uno, two, tres,
boom. Three-fourths human with
Kevin Cat
and Sluggo
and AI.
You can get it free anywhere you get your podcast, or you can get the video that is commercial-free, and you can get that at patreon.com/three-fourths human. Just Like Heaven Festival is this Saturday at Brookside at the Rose Bowl. We've got tickets for you coming up in less than 10 minutes right here on the world-famous K-Rock. K-Rock, hello, who's this?
Hi, this is Karina.
Hi, Karina. Do you have plans on Saturday?
No.
You do now. You do now.
Oh, my God, I can't believe it.
You got tickets for Just Like Heaven. It's at Brookside at the Rose Bowl, The Strokes,
oh my God,
LCD Sound System, and a whole bunch more.
Yay, I'm so happy.
From the Gators out in Tampa to the Weirdos in Dade County, wise a man on bat salts wrestling a tree. He proposed to an alligator, then he stole a pink Corolla. What the? It's Kevin Ryder's Chris, what's up with Florida?
This is the owner of a restaurant in Miami Saturday morning.
He said, fuck police, fuck to me. You want to fight with my wife? You want to fight with me?
Ugo Patierno is one of the owners of Primo's Italian restaurant on North Bay Shore Drive. He tells 7 News this tasing incident was the culmination of 2 hours of unruly behavior.
The amount of energy that you have to expend for 2 hours of this crazy man is impossible.
I was scared, actually, because the guy was a big guy. I don't like fights.
It started when Scott came into the restaurant Saturday morning.
All right, first things first. It's Saturday morning, early.
And ordered a shot of Bacardi rum.
And after he drink the shot, he ran out.
So first thing Saturday morning, a shot of rum. But then he didn't have any way of paying for it.
Patierno says Scott gave him a credit card that didn't work. Then Scott told him to charge it to his room.
Oh, all right. So the bar is connected to a hotel, so charge it to my room. Crisis averted.
That's okay. Where is your room number? And you say 666.
Yeah, he says his room number is 666. So that's the kind of thing we're dealing with here. But at least that's as crazy as this story gets.
I'm the son of God.
Okay, room 666, son of God. Some people would see a clash there.
That's baloney. It doesn't make sense.
Scott was not a guest at the neighboring DoubleTree, but he made it clear to restaurant staff he wasn't leaving.
He sits on table 10. I say, from here, I don't go. Give me the water right now.
You can see Scott sitting at the table with a towel on his head, not moving from his seat.
So the dude is just sitting at a table with a towel on his head, a full white bath towel on his head, and he says, I'm not moving. So they call the police.
Then Miami police arrive. After a couple of minutes, they finally get Scott on his feet, and he leaves the restaurant.
Whoo, crisis averted.
But now, he won't leave the hotel lobby.
All right, crisis still happening. So they're trying to talk the guy to leaving the hotel. You can't just stay in the lobby of this hotel. You're not staying at.
Scott eventually leaves the hotel.
Woo! Crisis averted.
And goes straight for an orange Rolls Royce pulled up.
And you say, ease my car.
So the valet brought up an orange Rolls Royce. And the guy tries to get in the car. He says it's his car.
So he touched the car. In the same moment he touched the door, the owner of that car came.
He tries to get in from the passenger side.
So the valet has the driver's side door open, but he's trying to get into the passenger side.
Police close the door and say, hey, calm down. He tried to open again.
The police are there. They're pulling him off of the orange car. And they're saying, it's not yours, dude. So about an hour and a half too late, he was tased and fell to the ground.
Scott is shocked with a taser. As he's on the ground, two officers get on top of Scott. One officer tases him not once, but twice, while the other works to put handcuffs on him.
I didn't mention this yet. This dude is a monster of a human being.
Scott was then arrested, charged with disorderly conduct and trespassing after warning.
That is no way to treat the son of God.
The LAPD recently ended its 3-year partnership with Flock, which operates security cameras throughout the city.
Got a story for you coming up next about that, those license plate readers. And an unlikely hero in Florida. It's coming up on K-Rock.
The LAPD recently ended its 3-year partnership with Flock, which operates security cameras throughout the city.
It's K-Rock. It's Kevin Ryder. These are license plate reading cameras, and supposedly they're supposed to help investigate crimes and locate missing people. But a lot of critics think that it's a growing surveillance network, and how much information are they getting about us, and who are they selling it to?
Critics have voiced concerns about privacy and the data those cameras collect.
Flock identifies itself as a public safety technology company that uses connected cameras to help communities across the country respond to and investigate safety incidents.
And is that all?
Critics argue the company is a massive surveillance operation and worry personal data is at risk.
Our personal data seems to be at risk every second of every day.
The LAPD had to make a difficult decision of continuing, in this case, discontinuing.
Oh, this seems like the government's doing the right thing. What?
Using Flock services until we can get those data privacy, security, and sharing concerns ironed out through a contractual relationship.
While Flock is not working with LAPD right now, the company still has dozens of cameras throughout LA County.
Just knowing that there's cameras, like, watching your every move. I mean, even if I'm out walking my dog or anything, you know, I think it's just a privacy issue.
But Langley says that belief is a misunderstanding of what his company actually does.
The technology is really simple.
Anybody says something simple, I automatically don't trust them. And so we go to Florida. In Orlando, there's a man who has, over the past few weekends, a St. Petersburg man has spent hours sitting in front of Flock cameras, holding at first a pool skimmer over the camera so they can't read any information, and then he made a sign and he puts it up in front of the camera. He said he began the protest after researching the cameras, arguing they are an invasion of privacy for law-abiding citizens. They have tried to arrest him and say it's illegal, but you know what? It's not illegal. So the man in Florida is my hero. And I never thought I would say those words. Megan Holliday is here with Three Things at Four on K-Rock.
Two Penn State University fraternities are at the center of a cocaine trafficking ring bust. So I will have that story for you next on K-Rock.
Our new music feature, the 420 Catch of the Day, is on the way. Megan Holliday is here now with Three Things at Four.
K-Rock. K-R-O-Q.
Three Things at Four.
Number one, two Penn State University fraternities are at the center of a cocaine trafficking ring bust, leading to charges against 14 people. So here's more on that.
That's crazy.
What we learned during this investigation was that between 2023 and 2024, large amounts of cocaine, kilos, were brought from Philadelphia and New York to State College, where they were cut and packaged for sale primarily to Penn State students. The evidence presented to the grand jury led to a recent presentment and recommendation of charges against 14 defendants. The evidence showed that cocaine was primarily packaged at the fraternity houses and that packaging was done by fraternity brothers and oftentimes pledges. Wow. In fact, we found a pattern of events that showed cutting and bagging cocaine was, for some pledges, an indoctrination into the Delta Upsilon and Sigma Chi fraternities.
Wow.
How insane. From Penn State to the state pen. That is a crazy transition.
Wow.
Oh, my God. Number two, yesterday I did a story about a woman who was fined by her HOA for having a dead bush in her yard. So she ended up spray painting the bush green to stop getting fined.
Right.
Today I got a clip from an HOA meeting about a man who simply wanted to put a ceramic frog on his porch. And the president of the HOA went full Samuel L. Jackson from Pulp Fiction on during the meeting on the So here's that.
So you hate frogs?
No, Mark. Nobody hates frogs. Frogs are permitted. Decorative figures are allowed. And the committee decides how many. Your approved number is zero. So this isn't about frogs, Mark. It's about process. You applied for zero frogs. One exceeds zero. This is not controversial arithmetic.
It's one frog.
So what happened to the frog?
Apparently I'm permitted zero frogs.
This is not controversial. Arithmetic is my favorite.
Wow.
Oh, my God. And then number three, after nearly 8 years of construction, the Lucas Museum of Narrative Art finally has an opening date.
Oh, I can't wait.
I'm so excited. This looks so cool. So here's when and what you can find there.
The Lucas Museum of Narrative Art will open to the public on September 22nd, 2026. The five-story building covers 300,000 square feet. The area was once covered by parking lots, but is now replaced by gardens, walking paths, and more than 200 trees. Inside are 35 galleries. When the museum opens, visitors will see more than 1,200 objects. The collection includes many famous artists, including Norman Rockwell, Frida Kahlo, and comic art by Jack Kirby. And yes, there will be plenty of Star Wars. The opening exhibition, Star Wars in Motion, will include vehicles, costumes, props, and artwork from the first six films, including Luke Skywalker's landspeeder and General Grievous's wheelbike. And beyond the galleries, there will be a library, educational spaces, two movie theaters, a cafe, and a rooftop restaurant called the Skywalker Grill.
Wow.
Hell yeah. Kev, we're going on a field trip.
Yes, that sounds cool.
I'm Megan Holliday. That was Three Things at Four on K-Rock.
K-R-O-Q.
K-Rock's 420.
Catch of the day.
A monster catch of the day.
I love the Irish post-punk band Fontaines D.C. They just announced their fifth studio album, Dopamine Chamber, which drops October 16th. It's their first new music since 2024. The song is called Marianne. It's Fontaines D.C., and it's the 420 catch of the day on the world-famous K-Rock. That is Marianne by Fontaines D.C. The D.C. stands for Dublin City. That's the 420 catch of the day. And if you'd like to check them out, they are coming to Southern California for the Ohana Fest, September 27th. It is hard to imagine that Just Like Heaven is already this Saturday at the Rose Bowl.
Absolutely crazy. The Strokes, LCD Sound System, Dayglow, and more will be there, and so should you. So those tickets are coming up on K-Rock.
We are doing What's Your Story next on K-Rock.
And we will have your shot to win tickets to see Dexter and the Moon Rocks at the Palladium on September 26th. This story is a wild one.
The story is a wild one. That's true. This is a weird story.
Oh, God.
It's K-Rock. It's Kevin Ryder, Megan Holliday. A bear entered a Kentucky home.
Okay. That's fun.
Eats leftover KFC. Here's the story.
This story's a wild one.
Yep.
The bear left behind a big mess, shattering a kitchen table and getting into her food.
Shattered a glass kitchen table.
Woo!
Made of thick glass.
Oh, my gosh.
Shattered it.
Kendra North says she's a heavy sleeper and...
She's a heavy sleeper and what?
Didn't even hear the bear break into her house.
Are you kidding me?
No way.
First of all, Kendra North and her partner had the front door of their house open.
Open?
So they could get a breeze.
Oh, my God.
And they forgot that it was open and they left it open overnight. And a bear just said, okay, I smell KFC on the table. I'm just going to walk in and take that KFC.
But her sister who lives next door did.
My sister started calling me at like 5 in the morning.
This is the woman whose house it was. So her sister starts calling her at 5 in the morning, which I can't imagine is normal.
No.
So you answer it and go, what's wrong?
Right.
And I declined her at least twice.
No
Sent
way.
Her the voicemail.
Oh my God.
Twice.
And she just kept calling.
That's when she realized something was up.
And I answered the call, and she was like, bro, there's a bear, and it just walked out of your house, and it came down your steps. It came and looked at me dead in the eyes on my side of the yard.
North says she thinks it must have been a big bear.
My table is really thick glass, and it completely shattered it.
How can you shatter a thick glass table and have that person not wake up?
Yes, this is insane. A bear was in her house, broke a table, and then the sister's calling and still nothing.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
She said she actually heard the table shatter from inside her house, and she thought that it was a car wreck outside.
Her sister next door heard the table shatter thought it was a car accident, and she didn't wake up.
North says the bear was drawn into her house because she had left her leftovers on the table.
Mm. I'm a little sad over my KFC.
I'm a little sad over my KFC.
Oh, that is so...
I'm a little sad over my KFC.
I'm a little sad over my KFC.
Yeah.
I didn't care about the table that much, but the KFC.
How do you sleep through that?
That's insane.
Now we're talking to those of you that sleep well. You slept through something important is the topic for What's Your Story. The number is 800-520-1067. It could be work, job related. It could be family related, a wedding,
yeah.
Something important that you slept through, or at least you were late because of sleeping. That's what we're looking for. You slept through something important. 800-520-1067.
And for the best call or text, we got your tickets to see Dexter and the Moon Rocks at the Palladium on September 26th.
All right. You slept through something important. 800-520-1067. It's What's Your Story on K-Rock, and you slept through something important is the topic.
818 says, I fell asleep during labor. The nurse had to wake me up in order to push out my baby.
How is that possible?
Wow.
It is K-Rock. You slept through something important.
951 said, I was late for a funeral because I stayed up all night watching Pootie Tang. I love that movie and needed a laugh after a heavy emotional few days.
It's Kevin Ryder, Megan Holliday, and it is What's Your Story. The topic today is you slept through something important, and the number is 800-520-1067.
For the best call or text, we got your tickets to see Dexter and the Moon Rocks at the Palladium on September 26th.
K-Rock, hello.
Hi,
I slept through something.
What did you sleep through?
Our next door neighbor's underage son driving his truck into our other neighbor's house.
What? Okay. So the next door neighbor's son crashed into another one of your neighbor's houses?
Yes, and he was underage, under the influence, and we were sleeping with our windows open because it was hot summer night.
Right.
And I had just had a newborn, but my husband was downstairs when it happened, and we didn't hear a peep. We didn't hear the sirens from the fire engines, from the police. The next day, when I'm up to go to work, I drive away, and I'm like, huh, there's car tracks over, you know, my neighbor's yard on the grass. And then I'm like, whoa, what happened? Something went in her house.
Like, whoa, there's a hole in her house.
And then a couple doors down the next house, I'm like, whoa, that neighbor got their trucks rammed into. What happened last night?
Wow.
Oh, my God.
I mean, you could be forgiven because you had a newborn.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
You're just trying to stay alive at that point.
Right?
K-Rock, hello.
Hey, so you guys want to know a story about something you slept through?
Yep.
I went to jail, and they had, a riot, and I was supposed to wake up and help people, but I slept through the whole thing.
You slept through a jail riot? Prison riot?
Yeah, it was a county jail. It wasn't the prison,
okay.
But yeah, I was supposed to be awake for it, and they told me about it afterwards.
You missed the whole thing.
I was asleep. I'm sorry.
I mean, it seems like it would be so loud.
Yeah.
But
guess
those beds are
heavy.
So comfortable. I can see why you would sleep through that. K-Rock, hello. You slept through something important.
So it was, oh my God, like freshman year in college, and it was like my biggest last final. I needed to pass it, and I slept through it because I partied the night before.
Yes, sir.
That's how you do
it.
Yeah.
I've been there.
But luckily enough, I was able to make it up, and it was the only class that you could make it up for was English. You couldn't do it for anything else. And I somehow made it up a few days later and aced it, so we were good.
Nicely done.
God. Yeah.
K-Rock, hello.
Yeah, so this is when my kids were like maybe 5 and 7 years old. I fell asleep to them putting, flour and syrup all over me and all over my living room.
Yes.
It was everywhere. It was on me. It was on the couch. It was on the carpet. I woke up to, it was all like a winter wonderland in my living room.
Oh, my God. Why were you passed out?
I don't know. I was just sleeping. I guess I just slept through it. And they're throwing the flour everywhere. Got on me. They put syrup on me.
Fantastic.
Yeah, I want to party with your kids.
Same.
Right? I'm a little sad over my KFC.
Yeah, of course. All right. 800-520-1067 is the phone number. You slept through something important. Travis Barker documentary that's on Hulu right now is great.
It is so good. It's so emotional and inspiring.
We are doing What's Your Story? You slept through something important is the topic at 800-520-1067.
626 said, I slept through my final. It started at noon. I woke up and checked the time. It was 2. I was super pissed at myself, so I got out of bed and punched something, as you do. That something was my dorm room window. It shattered and made a pretty nasty laceration on my arm. I went to the ER, stitched it up, and asked the doctor for a note saying that I was there. Got the note, showed it to my professor.
Nice!
He gave me a B. Not bad.
He'll take it.
Okay, well, that's done. What you do.
We're doing What's Your Story on K-Rock. You slept through something important.
714 said, I overslept my surprise birthday party. Friends tried to downplay my birthday and just said something like, come over around 7 and we'll just sit around and have some beers. I turned my phone off and took a nap beforehand and did not set an alarm because I figured it was just a few buddies hanging out drinking and I oversleep, it won't be a big deal.
Right.
If it was a big deal because I was an hour and a half late and there were about 50 people at the surprise party. Half of them left before I even got there. Phone was off, so they couldn't even call to wake me up. Nice. Yeah, that's a bad one.
Yeah, that is a bad one. Just Like Heaven is this Saturday at Brookside at the Rose Bowl.
You'll see the Strokes, LCD Sound System, Dayglow, and many more. And your shot to win is coming up on K-Rock.
Every day at this time, we do What's Your Story. Our topic today is you slept through something important.
Hey, I fell asleep one time in my friend's Jeep after a party. And he took off and got pulled over. and the cops woke me up, and they started pulling all kinds of guns and knives and stuff out of this guy's car.
Did you know him?
I knew him, yeah. He was a friend of mine, and he just, he was collecting stuff, I guess.
He rolled deep.
Yeah.
So you didn't wake up until the officer nudged you.
They pulled me out and woke me up.
Wow.
And as they woke me up, they started pulling these 50 caliber rifles and ninja swords and revolvers and stuff out of the back of this guy's truck. And I was asleep on top of it the whole time.
What is that guy getting ready for?
Wow.
I think he was preparing for war.
No kidding. Oh, a 50 cal is serious. Did you get tied up in that, or did you get away from it?
No, they threw us in the back of a paddy wagon. They let me go and took him. He went and did 5 years.
Yeah. Oh, snap. Yeah. Whoa, that's scary.
They're not a big fan of that.
Yeah, no.
Nope. K-Rock, hello.
Kevin, how are you doing?
Good, thank you. You slept through something important.
Yeah, well, I would say it's important. I was working. A bunch of my buddies called me up. We drove to Vegas. We walk into a strip joint, and I knocked out. And so all the strippers couldn't believe that I was sleeping at the club.
Yeah,
so
I mean, that's a little offensive.
They started challenging themselves to wake me up. So I got the VIP treatment without ever paying a dime. And also not acknowledging that it was happening.
Oh, my. Well, that's pretty awesome.
You're a genius. Were you awake the whole time?
No, I wish I was. When I heard the stories, I was like, I wish I was there.
My God. That's so epic.
Wow. I don't ever want to be that tired.
I don't ever want to be that tired again.
Yeah, I can understand that. That's insane.
Wow. You got a free show.
All right, so... Who should we give the tickets to? It has to be Jail Riot,
yeah,
right?
Dude, Jail Riot is unbeatable. I couldn't get a hold of him, but his name is Jeff.
Jeff, you're our winner.
Yes. Jeff, you are going to go see Dexter and the Moon Rocks at the Palladium on September 26th.
Congratulations. Thanks for sleeping through a Jail Riot.
Yeah.
I guess. Just Like Heaven is happening this coming Saturday.
And we've got your tickets coming up at 6 o'clock. You're going to see the Strokes, LCD Sound System, Dayglow, and many more.